Hello, welcome to the Miguel Navarro Show. I am your host, Miguel Navarro, and wow, the New England Patriots making some noise. The New England Patriots cut veteran quarterback Cam Newton and have chosen to start rookie quarterback Mac Jones. Wow. Now, I know I seem ultra surprised, because I am a little surprised. I did not expect Cam Newton to be cut. I'm not surprised that Cam Newton is not starting per se. I'm just surprised that he's cut. Now, Mac Jones. For those of you who know me, I love Mac Jones. Coming into the draft, he was my second ranked quarterback. Yes, ranked number two, only behind Trevor Lawrence, and I thought it was actually close. I know Mac Jones is not this athletic, like Adonis player that a lot of people want their quarterback to be, but the boy drops dimes. That's all he does. Now, Cam, I love Cam. I've been a fan of Cam for quite some time. Now, Cam, when he got signed by New England, I was a little surprised in the sense of New England actually wanted to work with him. Now, I understand back in 2020, you know, with the whole COVID thing going on, not too many people had quarterback options. And honestly, there was only Cam Newton. And then there was a leftover team, the New England Patriots, who didn't have a quarterback. And then some people call it I guess it was almost like a, hey, this is who you had, kind of like a lowered expectations kind of a thing. I don't know how to exactly describe it, but they were the last two people in the dance floor with no partner, and they met up and they created something for last season. Didn't go over that well. Cam Newton got COVID part of the way in the season and all that stuff. And it just wasn't that great of a season for the Patriots. So when they brought him back again, I was a little surprised. But I was not surprised when the Patriots drafted Mac Jones. I thought that was a wonderful fit. Many people did. And I thought Mac Jones should have been a top 10 draft pick. So the Patriots got what I consider to be a steal. Now, it's enough about what I think about Mac Jones and where he should be drafted. This situation, what does this mean for both parties? Well, believe it or not, I think this is the best thing that could have happened for Cam Newton. Cam was not the quarterback he needed to be in New England. I'm not saying that he had to be a running quarterback who had to be a sledgehammer when he runs. No, that's not where I'm getting to. But Cam Newton needed to go somewhere where they can best utilize him. Now, I've been on record saying Cam Newton should go to a coach who is going to help him progress as a quarterback, not use him too much as a runner, learn how to use his big arm, and even help with his mechanic. Yeah, I get it. A lot of people think that once you're 32 years old, you are an old dog and you can't learn new tricks, and I disagree with that. Many quarterbacks, the older they get, the wiser they become, and the more they have to elevate their game in a way that they've never done before. They cannot rely on their athletic ability to take them places. You see it with quarterbacks in history, just historically speaking. Look at John Elway. You know, look at Drew Brees. He had to get fancy with his passing and all that. You look at guys like that, like just guys who could not be as much of an athletic freak or run around as much. Steve Young is another one as well. So eventually, you just have to scale back the running and become a better passer. Now, I understand that you think, hey, maybe Bill Belichick would have been good for Cam. But I don't think Bill Belichick has the patience to take an older quarterback, pretty much change the way he thinks, and then develop him again, like build him up. But I do think there are teams that will be willing to do that for Cam, and that's where Cam needs to go. So I thought this whole marriage between Cam and the Patriots was not a good one. Now, as far as the Patriots and Mac Jones, this is fantastic. Mac Jones, the best thing that could have happened to him aside from becoming the starter of the Patriots was having Cam Newton be cut. He needed to be cut. Why? You can't have a presence like Cam Newton on your team sitting on the bench overshadowing what you're doing, because Cam Newton on the bench is a distraction for the team. So I'm sure that the Patriots, when they decided to cut Cam Newton, they only didn't cut him because he didn't want to get his COVID vaccine and they decided to make Mac Jones a starter. They decided to cut him because they just didn't want that distraction. Nope. So there we are. So now you have this young kid who I think is going to be a phenomenal quarterback in the NFL, Mac Jones. He did earn that position. He outplayed Cam Newton during the preseason. He got more accurate. He got more confidence. He had more zip behind his passes. He was absolutely the guy that the Patriots needed to go with for the beginning of this season. Now, the reason I'm surprised that Cam Newton got cut was because I just kind of thought that maybe the Patriots would want to ease Mac in a little. I thought eventually Mac would have earned that starting spot over Cam Newton eventually. So I think it's fantastic that, you know what, if you think he's going to be the guy, screw it. Let him be the guy. Start him off now. Why make him wait? And as for Cam, I'm happy he got cut. I always imagined Cam being on a team like the Steelers. Yes, the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, I'm sure he could coach up Cam Newton. I think those two guys together would make something special. Now, Cam, I understand he doesn't want to sit. And I don't think any team is going to sign Cam Newton until Cam, his services are needed when a starter is hurt somewhere on some other squad. But if I'm Cam Newton, I'd really consider going to a team like Pittsburgh, sitting, learning from Ben Roethlisberger, another guy who used to use his athletic ability to play the game and has scaled back by only using his head and his arm. I like that idea. Now, I don't know if it's really going to happen. I don't know if Cam Newton ends up in Pittsburgh. I don't know where the hell he goes, but I don't expect him to be signed anytime soon. And if he does get signed, it's going to be by a team who could be quarterback hungry. They're just a little bit on the desperate side. I've heard people mention maybe Carolina again. It's Sam Darnold and Cam Newton. 50-50 shot? I don't know. I think Carolina and Cam, they don't want anything to do with each other. I hear the Washington football team. Well, that could work. I'm surprised that Ron Rivera didn't bring Cam Newton back to, at least didn't bring him back to his own team, which was Washington. I was a little surprised by that. That there was, I don't know if there was really any discussion. There could have been. We don't know all that. We have no idea what happened there. But at the end of the day, I have a hard time imagining Cam Newton being a backup for anyone, because his presence does loom large. So Cam Newton probably won't be signed with any team until a team is desperate for a starting quarterback, and that's going to be Cam Newton. I love this idea of Cam Newton being the guy somewhere else. I didn't like him in New England. It just didn't feel right. I call it my peanut butter and ranch theory. Peanut butter is delicious, so is ranch, but together they're disgusting. Hey, I like New England. I like Cam Newton, but together I just didn't like that mix. So there we go. That is what I think of this situation. Cam Newton has to go somewhere else. This is the best thing that could have happened to him. And Mac Jones, congratulations. You are the Patriots starter. Good luck, kid. Good luck. If you enjoyed the show and you want to hear more episodes like this one, then subscribe to the Miguel Navarro Show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Peace.